There's a pasuk that we say towards the beginning of Yichvod, which is also from Halil as well. Mimizrach shemesh ad mevoya mehillel shem Hashem. From the rising of the sun to its setting, Hashem's name is praised. Put simply, it means Hashem's name is praised all day from sunrise to sunset. But there's a medrash. And the medrash is something remarkable that we need to unpack. From the time that the sun rises in the morning until the sun sets in the evening, it doesn't stop praising Hashem. Medrash is clear. The sun is praising Hashem. In fact, in the miracle with the war of Yeshua against the Givonim, where the day extended, Yeshua says, Shemesh b'Givon doim. Let the sun in Givon be silent. It didn't say amoid, stand still. Doim means silent. Says the Midrash, as long as the sun is praising, it has the ability to move. If the sun isn't praising, it stays still. So Yeshua told the sun to be quiet. Once it was quiet, the day could be extended and the Jews could rout the Givonim. What does this mean? What are we meant to take from this? There are many different levels. The Eitz Yosef explains on that Midrash. As long as the sun is praising, it has the ability to move. The sun is the Ma'ar HaGadol, as we read a couple of weeks ago in Parshas Bereishis. It's that great luminary in the sky. It's the greatest of all, certainly of anything that's close to us, bigger than all the planets. It gives light to all the entire world, to our whole solar system. As a result of the sun's light, we have photosynthesis, we have plants, we have trees. Or we make it to a shamish. Sun gives life as it gives light. And that's why, in these week's parashiyos, people are making big mistakes. B'mei Erdos, says the Rambam, in the times of Enosh, people made a big mistake and they started to worship the sun. The idea of the sun worshipping Hashem is to teach us the sun isn't a god. The sun is commanded by Hashem. In fact, the word shemesh itself is a lashon of shimush. A meshamish is something that serves. It serves Hashem. And therefore, if the sun doesn't praise Hashem, so to speak, it cannot move. Because otherwise, people might think that it itself is a god. There's more than that. This praise, whatever it is that the sun does to Hashem, also arouses the hearts of all of us and gives us the ability to realize that the sun sings praise to Hashem and tells everyone that it's not a god. It's true. We don't hear this voice with our physical ears. But Hashem, deep in our neshamas, sends us this message that everyone can hear it. All of these spiritual sounds, they go deep into our neshama. They teach us always to be a servant of Hashem. It's just like the Shemesh is a Shamish. So to us, we're meant to be Meshamish Hashem. Everything we do is to serve Hashem. And just like the sun gives off life, light and life, so we're meant to as well. We're meant to give off light. And through the light that we ourselves give off, we can give people life too. We can be Shamashim to Hashem. We can serve Hashem just like the sun does too.